Again, as yesterday, we had the Feast of St. Rita, who doesn't have a universal feast, but only in parts of the world the proper Mass can be offered. The same goes with today's saint, St. John Baptist de Rossi. Nothing extraordinary happened in his life. He did his duties, did them well. When he was a young man, he came from a poor but very pious family, and he did very well in his studies, showed the normal signs of a vocation to the priesthood, was taught by two priests who took him under their tutelage, and then finally he went off to a bigger city there to learn, and finally was called by one of his relatives who was a priest in Rome. He was called there to pursue the priesthood. But as a priest, he dedicated himself to, well, his duties, preaching, taking care of the sick, going out and hunting for souls. They say he was like a second Saint Philip Neri, who was called the hunter of souls. And so with today's saint, he would go out and find them. Now, he was ordained, but he was ordained after having been given a dispensation. He had the sickness of epilepsy and would often go into seizures. And in those days, that would be an impediment to being ordained. But he received the dispensation. And oftentimes when he'd go into the confessional, he was afraid that he would have an episode of epilepsy. So for many years, whenever he found a sinner, he would just refer them to other priests to take care of them. But he was very interesting in this regard, that he practiced so many of the works of mercy. They say, first of all, that he would spend his whole day taking care of the sick in the hospitals, and his whole evening taking care of the poor. He often helped ladies that were leading a life of sin. He would bring them back to the ways of virtue. And then in the daytime, you know what he did? When he took care of the sick, he did a very practical thing that all of us can take to heart. Before he took care of the needs of the sick person's soul, he took care of their natural needs first. You know this saying that the way to a man's heart is through his belly? Well, the way to a man's soul is sometimes just to do an act of kindness to him. On one occasion, there was a young man dying of syphilis. And when St. John Baptist came to him to take care of him, he sort of turned over. He was ashamed of his own sickness. And so St. John Baptist de Rossi, he just took the man's bedpan and emptied it and brought it back. And that won the young man's heart. He began speaking and he made his confession to St. John Baptist just before dying. He died a good death in that way. But it all started by that one little act of kindness. Sometimes that's all it takes. He also said, gave a wise counsel to his priests, but he did it thinking of the poor. He said, the poor, when they come to church, they are working so hard all day, so and have so many worries on their mind, and just trying to make ends meet and do all the basics of life. Just to survive, he said, don't preach a long sermon with six or seven things for them to remember. Keep it shorter and give them one point. And they'll take that one point home and they'll think about it all day. He was a very wise, wise priest. But you see, he became a saint by just doing his duties, doing them well. And here's the point of today's sermon. Many of us think that, we're going to be saints just because we pray a lot. Many think that we're just going to be saints because we do all sorts of penance. But remember, grace does not destroy nature. It does not destroy who you are. Grace perfects nature. So, what you do is do all of your duties and do them well. How do you do them well? Well, first of all, remember that you don't do them merely to get them out of the way. Some of us are so busy all day and may never sanctify our actions. Did you ever think of that? You might be busy all day and never sanctify one of our actions to make them meritorious for heaven. We just want to keep busy and want to be on the go, and we just can't sit still. That's how many of us are. But the key is to remember, be in the state of grace first of all, but then secondly, do all of your actions, however small, for the love of God. Do them to please Him. And unite your actions to the merits and actions of our Lord. So really, there's just two or three little points there. Be in the state of grace. Do them for love of God. Unite them with the merits and actions of our Lord. And that is how you will sanctify yourself and get to heaven. One more thought on this, though. To inspire that love of God, think of different scripture quotes. For instance, in the Mass of St. John Baptist de Rossi, it said, our Lord speaking, "Amen, I say to you, as when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. And when I was in prison, you visited me." And the soul comes back and asks him, "Lord, when did I see you hungry and I fed you? Thirsty and I gave you to drink?" And our Lord says, "As often as you did it to one of these, you did it to me." So think of that. See Christ in everything that you do, every person you come into contact with, and then offer up all your actions. That is how you will sanctify yourself this very day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.